Yeah, well until you dial them. Oh no, you dial them off. That's what you're up to, right?
Yeah.
So we got to Tanya Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer.
Yeah.
It's around 10 lines down. So Gemara says Tanya Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Ve'aspecha migarncha migvecha, says the pasuk. What does that teach us? Ma gorin v'yekiv miuchadim shigdalim al meishana she'avra. Just like these various vegetations, they feed off the water from the previous year, umis asrin lishana she'avra, and they're therefore part of the previous year. We'll explain what this means in a second. Af kol shigdalim al mei shana she'avra, mis asrin lishana she'avra. So to any other vegetation that grows off the previous year's water is also going to go based on the previous year. Yatsu yirakos shigdalin al mei shana haba umis asin shana haba. To the exclusion of vegetables that grow on the current or the future waters, that's going to get meiser on the future year. So what does this all mean? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says ba'aspecha migarncha miyikvecha. So firstly, Rashi says mikan samchu chachamim. From here, the chachamim made us they were somech l'kvoas zman meiser yerek, to create a set time for meiser on the yerek and vegetables. That's going to based on lakita when you gather together. There's only nesmachta, because the reason is that when it comes to meiser midiraisa yerek is not chayv meiser. Meiser yerek is only midirbanim. What's deraisa? So machlokis rishonim Rashi versus Rambam. What's deraisa? I think Rashi says only dagan tirosh chavitzar. Dagan is the grains. Tirosh is oil, wine, and yitzarcha is oil. And according to the Rambam, all fruits, all peros ha'ilan are considered deraisa. But everybody agrees vegetables is derabanan. So this is the based on this pasuk, they say that midirabanan, vegetables go based on asifa, when they gather together, lakita. So continues Rashi, kol asif shelcha, all your gathering, yehei kichumas goren v'yekev. It should be just like when a person gets the food from the Goren v'yekev, shehalacha behen Torah, halacha behen Torah, acha shana shevi'ishlish. The Torah tells us that you follow after a third. So when it comes to Goren, which is tevua, and it comes to yekev, which is oil, we said yesterday's daf, when it grows to a third, that's the governing factor of which year it goes part of, the previous year or the next year. So we see, harei shehalacha behen acha shana shegala bimei meha. It all goes based on what year it grew its water on. So when it comes to the grains, it grew a third. The third grew from the previous year's water. So therefore, it goes based on the previous year. It's a little confusing. Shava shlish shelan higdilasan. Shemosa shah ruin the katsu bedochek. So continuing Rashi, af kol, says Rashi, lechach halchu beilan achanchanta. So when it comes to trees, it goes based on when it ripens. Shekol gdelas perosav al yidei shehaalas sraf ha'ilan lifnei chantahu. Because the way fruits work, it goes on, the sraf is the the sap. The sap that's in the tree is what helps grow the fruit. So the sap apparently gets created, it's generated from the previous year. So I guess what happens is the tree's growing. When the tree gets all the water, before the fruits begin to grow and ripen, there's a sap that's created within the tree that from the previous year. Then that sap begins to create all the ripening of the fruit. So that all goes based on the previous year.
Chanata, again, is I always get confused.
I think chanata is ripening.
Ripening.
Yeah. Okay. However, Rashi says, Yatsu, this is all to the exclusion of yirakos, vegetables. Oh, we've been talking now, up until now, fruit and grains and olives. Goes based on the previous year's water. Yatsu yirakos shegdelen al meishana haba, says Rashi, v'haynu shnas likitasan, the year in which you gather together, not which it is created. Sharei gozizan osa v'hi chazaras v'gdela. When you cut the carrot, for example, or any vegetable, you cut it, and it regrows itself. During that year, there's no set seasons for vegetables. They continuously grow. So we see that vegetables go based on the water, the current water source, and fruits go based on the previous year's water source. So that's the big difference. So that's how we know yirakos, this is the source of yirakos, go based on lakita, not based on chanata. Okay. That's all according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Again, so let's read the Rabbi Yossi Glili's line again, because it's very important, because Rabbi Kiva is going to argue. The last couple lines of Rabbi Yossi Glili, he says, Yatsu Yirakos Shegdelen Al Me Shana Haba, on the next year's water source, that's how the vegetables grow. In the current year of water, whenever you locate it, whenever you gather together and collect it, it's being it's the water of right now that created that, how allowed this carrot, for example, to grow. Comments on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says differently.
And the explanation is because the water is what makes it finish growing.
Exactly.
This current water.
Yeah. So that's according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva explains, Rabbi Akiva Omer Ba'aspecha Migarncha Umyakva means Ma Gorin Vyakev Shegidelim Al Rov Maim. Different approach. It grows based on most water. We'll see what that means in a second. Umis Asrin Lashana Shavra, and goes based on the previous year. Rov Maim, look at Rashi for a second. Rov Maim, he says, Haim Meg Shamim, the rain water. Shirov Zraim Gidelim Al Yadam. It goes, most of vegetation grows based on the rain. So just like fruits grow based on most of the water, rain, so it goes based on the previous year, so to all other vegetables that go based on, that grow from rainwater alone, is going to go based on the previous year. Afkol, continues Gemara now, Afkol shegedelin al rov maim misasin l'shana shavra. However, yatsu yirakos shegedelin al kol maim when it comes to vegetables, it's different. Vegetables is different. It goes using all water. What does all water mean? So says Rashi, kol mayim af al she'uvin, even from drawn water, from sprinkling, sprinklers in your yard. Shedolin umashkino some tamid. You have to continue to draw water and pour it and water the grass and the vegetables. Kinyan shana, where the pasuk says vishkisa b'raglecha, you should feed the give water with your legs. Kegan hayerek, like a vegetable, requires constant watering. Sheina gan hayerek darchel beshka. Usually, vegetable gardens is not enough to rely on the rainwater. You have to continue to water. So that's machlokas Rabbi Yossi Glili, Rabbi Kiva. Again, Rabbi Yossi Glili goes based on lemaisa. Rabbi Yossi Glili says which season did it get water from? Now, usually vegetables get water from the current season. But let's say you had a case, we'll see in a second, where you didn't water it in the current season. It only got watered from the previous season, so it would go back to the previous season. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he says, no, it's not about which season it gets watered. It's just different. Vegetables are different than fruit. Fruit go based on the previous years because fruit gets rainwater alone. Vegetables are a completely different category. Whether or not it used water or not, it's a different category because it also gets watered from the drawn water. So what's the nafka meaning, the Gemara says? My benai, what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Akiva? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abohu, Bitzelim hasarisim upo hamitzri. Bitzelim are onions, sarisim, I'm not sure they are. And po hamitzri is also some type of bean, I guess.
Bitzelim sheinam naasim gedolim kashar bitzelim, meaning that they don't grow so much.
It's like a smaller onions. What do you call those onions? I forgot. Well, small onions, and palmitri is a type of bean, I think.
Right.
So these three things, shemana mehem, maim shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So, I skipped a line. Sorry. Oh, the Tanan. The Mishnah says this is a Mishnah found in Shavuos. Bitzelim hasarisin v'palmitri. These three types of vegetables, onions and beans. Shemana mehem maim shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Talking about Shemitah, 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, before this Shemitah year starts, you didn't give any water. During all of Elul, no water was given to these three things. The halach is, misasrin l'sha'avar. It goes based on the past year. It's not Shemitah. The ma'isa goes based on past year. U'mutar m'shvi'is, and it's also mutar m'shvi'is, because you didn't water it within the first 30 days entering into Rosh Hashanah. So it doesn't be, even though I might collect it in Shavuos after Tishrei, since I didn't water it during the entire Elul, it's viewed as the sixth year. V'im lav, if that wasn't the case, meaning I did water it within Elul, within the 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, then asurin v'Shavuos, it becomes part of Shavuos, since I started watering it within the Tosef HaShavuos time period, the 30 days prior. And further, u'misa'asin l'shana haba, it's also going to get meiser based on the next year. Okay, so what's going on here? So it's a long Rashi. I'm trying to just pull out the proper lines here. Rashi's talking a lot about agriculture, and there's a long line here. This long Rashi here. Okay, so I'm not seeing Rashi explain this. So what's pshat here? So I believe it goes based on what we said before. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the idea was that which year was it watered in? Since this case, you did not water it during those 30 days, it's not viewed as being watered during Shemitah. It's not viewed as being watered during the next year. And therefore, it will go based on the previous year.
But what happens if they're watered afterwards?
If you water it afterwards... So I guess
meaning because we these are vegetables,
and right?
We hold that. What happens if suddenly it rained the day after Rosh Hashanah? Unless he takes it out like the day after Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Well, I guess. Let's see. Yeah, I guess it has to be you took it right after Rosh Hashanah. Right after Rosh Hashanah, or let's say it was ready to come out. You just didn't take it out yet. Let's say it was right to be eaten.
This is just explaining why we say that Yerakos is goes according Harlekita.
Right.
It's just a svara.
Right. But now there are two different svaras, and we found there's a difference. The svaras actually create an afkamina.
Right.
So
because Paul Hamitri, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Tzeli and Paul Hamitri according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Would belong to the sixth year,
exactly. And
according to the Rabbi Akiva, since it's different.
Even though you didn't water it though,
right.
it's still going to be considered part of the next year,
right.
Whenever you do Lakita. So that's how it's an afkamina. So you're asking like a particular case. Let's say you didn't water for 30 days and then it rained the day after Rosh Hashanah. So then would Rabbi Yossi Aglili think it goes based on the previous year or the next year?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a little bit, I guess, more of a detailed question. Take a quick peek here. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, no, keep it in mind. Okay, so now the Gemara says, right, the two dots. The Gemara says, quotes from the first Mishnah in Masechta, Be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilam. First day of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for the trees. So my time, what's the reasoning that the first day of Shvat, what's the source, that's the Rosh Hashanah of the trees? It says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Ho'il v'yatsu rov gishmei shana, since most of the rainy season has left, v'dain rov tkufa mibuchutz. And the most of the tkufa, now tkufas go based on, there were I think like six different tkufas during the year, like 2 months at a time, since most of the tkufa is on the outside. It's very unclear what this means. The Gemara says, "My comer, what exactly does the statement mean? That most of the rainy season left, and the tkufa is still on the outside. Unclear what this means." So Gemara explains as follows: "Hachi kamar, afal pi sherov tkufa mibachutz hol v'yatsu rov gishmei shana. Even though most of the tkufa has not yet passed, we're still in the tkufa of the rainy season. Since lemaisa the rain, most of the rain has stopped, or most of the rain has come." So it's considered as if the year has ended and we're starting the new year. So let's look at Rashi for an explanation of this. So let's look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom, up, four lines up. Ho'il v'yatsu rov gishmei shana. Explains Rashi. Shekvar avar rov yumos ha'kshamim. Most of the rainy season has passed. Shehu zman revia, that's zman revia, is the time of the rainy season. V'ola saf bilanos, and this sap begin to grow and go up in the trees and the fruit started to develop. Now the fruits are beginning to ripen. And Rashi continues this. We can skip the next Rashi. Let's go to the following Rashi, my kamar, the end of the line. Adain rov tkufa mibuchutz. Kol shekein, the chayvin the rov tkufa mibuchutz, adain lo giyaz man hachan arta. Since most of the tkufa has not yet reached, you would think the ripening hasn't happened yet. V'lo hayolahem l'kvar rosh shan adadar. So what exactly is the tkufa we're talking about? The tkufa is from Yud Zayin Cheshvan. If you remember the Gemara's in Tainus, we'll get to... What's the next Masechta, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay, so Tainus will be one of the next few. Right. So the Gemara in Tainus tells us that the first rain we expect is Yud Zayin Cheshvan. That's the first time period. So from Yud Zayin Cheshvan until Nisan, that's what the rainy season is.
The first rain, according to the Mishnah, there is Machlok, but I think there's three periods of rains, right?
Correct, exactly. So I think the way we, I think once Yud Zayin Cheshvan
it's
comes,
all in Cheshvan. It's just that
no, some have Kislev also.
One is the 6th and one is the...
Right, the 6th, 17th, and May 23rd or something.
Something like that, yeah.
But there are three time periods, but I think Kislev, I think in later, according to a later calculation, I think Kislev is included also. If it doesn't rain by this point in Kislev, then you have to start fasting. So so I think Yud Zayin Cheshvan is the ideal time. That's the latest time I think we expect rain to come. We don't want it any later. If it does, I think you start to fast even then. So so let's say Yud Zayin Cheshvan till Nisan. So you have half of Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar. Is that the right calculation I'm doing? Let's see. Right, that's the right calculation. Kislev, Teves. So after 2 months, right, Kislev, Teves is 2.5 months. Then you have Shvat, is the first one. Then you still have Shvat, Adar, and half of Nisan still, I guess, until Pesach. So, if you're doing the calculations, it's 13 days of Cheshvan, the remaining 13 days. Then 2 full months, let's do 30 days. Of Kislev and Teves, so 2 full days, 2 full months, that's 60. That's 73 days of rain. And then you have Shvat and Adar, which is another 60 days, and 15 days of Nisan, that's 75. So there's really 75 days more to go, and you only completed 73 days of the Tekufa.
Uh-huh.
So even though most of the Tekufa is still, on the outside, still to come.
This is counting to the first of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat?
It's the first of Shvat, according to this one. This is the first of Shvat. That's where we're working with Echad B'Shvat.
Okay.
I think that's the proper calculation. So according to that...
Because what I don't understand is when it says, because here in the Hebrew art scroll, you know, it says, Shaninu B'Mishateinu V'Echad B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then where it says, My Taima, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, Madua Nikva Rosh Hashanah Leilan B'chamisha Asar B'Shvat.
I had that also here.
So I don't understand why.
I think it's based on Tosfos.
I think Ben Shammai here it says, Lefi Tosfos Hashela Mityacheset Pein Leshitat Beiti Lelomed Lishta Beit Shammai. V'hatshuva Tazbir Gam Madua LeBeit Shammai Rosh Hashanah Leilan Hu B'chad B'Shvat Ach. Okay.
Hey, you see Tosos be'echad b'shvat my timer?
Yeah.
He says in the first line, Mifarish nami lebeis Hillel kumul beis Shammai. We're also trying to understand the opinion of beis Hillel, apparently, who says that the 15th is when the Rosh Hashanah is.
Uh-huh.
According to beis Hillel's calculation, I don't understand it though, because beis Hillel, if it's Shvat, if it's Tesvav Shvat, then most of the Tekufa has already passed by. Oh, okay, so I guess I was misunderstanding it then. Okay, I see. So, what I just calculated from Yud Zayin Cheshvan to Nisan was the rainy season. Tekufa is small. Tekufa, there's something called Tekufa Teves. Remember the Rashi in Parsha Noach, which talks about after the Mabul, there are different Tekufos. There are like 6 time periods during the season, I think.
Okay.
2 months at a time. So, the Tekufa of Teves, which is the, that's supposed to be the time period of most of the rain, that's the... begins of Teves. It's Teves, Shvat, Adar. Those 3 months.
Doesn't include the Nisan.
Right, so I guess there are 4 seasons according to that. So there's normally a rainy season and there's a summer season. That's 2.
Right.
And then there are the seasons that we know it as, I guess, here in America, fall, spring, right. So the winter season, Choref, is Teves, Shvat, Adar. Those are 3 months. So according to that then, Al Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, there's still 2 months left of the winter. And according to Beis Hillel, there's still a month and a half. We still have half of it left.
Uh-huh.
So it's not really most of it. According to Beis Hillel, it's not most of the winter month left. It's half of it left. Okay. So the Gemara tells us either way, even though most of the Tekufa, or at least half the Tekufa remains of the winter, so most of the rain has happened, though. Most of the rain happens at the beginning of the season, not the end of the season. So for that reason, they establish Alf Shvat, or Tesvav Shvat, where most of the rain has stopped, and now the trees are beginning to develop more. That's the basis of Hillel and Beis Shammai.
Okay.
Now, says the Gemara, the last two lines of the Amud, Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa b'Rabbi Akiva. There was once a story with Rabbi Akiva. Shalikate Esog b'Echad b'Shvat. He picked a Esog off the tree on the first day of Shvat. V'Nohag bo Shnei Isurim. And he kept two Maisim on this. Let's read one line of the Gemara, and then we'll look at Rashi. So we'll see. So look at the next few words, and we'll come back to Rashi. Echad kedivrei beishamai, v'echad kedivrei beisil. It was right in the middle. According to beishamai, it was the new year. Right. According to beisil, it was the previous year. So look at Rashi. So look at the last Rashi in the previous Amud. He says, Shnei isurin, ma'isir sheni b'shana shnia, u'ma'isir ani b'shana shlishis. Shayasa shnia nichas l'shlishis. So what are the halachas we have during the 7-year cycle? Right. So of the 6 years, first and second year is Ma'aser Sheni, you take to Yerushalayim. Third and sixth is Ma'aser Ani. So this is the second year going to third. And he took it on Al Shvat. According to Beis Shammai, Al Shvat is now the next year, it's the third year, which requires Ma'aser Ani. According to Beis Hillel, it's still the second year, which would require Ma'aser Sheni, not Ma'aser Ani. So he kept both of them. So now look at to the Baal Tosfos for a second. How do you take, he picked an Esog. How could you have Esog for two purposes? To give it to Ma'aser Sheni and to Ma'aser Ani?
Here it says that he took a few of them.
I took a few of them, okay.
Because it says, I was thinking the same thing. So it says, Ma'aser Akiva Sheliket Peirotav Shel Etzetrog, meaning that...
He took a fine, but either way, each Esog, how do you know which Esog? This is an Esog...
Or how do you divide it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see in the Gemara, he wasn't okay. Sure who the halacha was like. He wanted right. to be Mekayim both. So look at the Baal Tosfos there. Nog Bashnei Isurim. Im shnei isur mamish, if it was really two maisim he took, lo hayamisukan, it wouldn't be fixed. You can't take maiser sheni and then do maiser ani. It doesn't work like that. So Rashi explained, Tosis rather explained, ella mifarish biyushalmi shehifish maiser echa lemaiser sheni. He first separated the esrog from maiser sheni to take the yishalim. Then he took those esrogim as podo onto coined. And brought the coins to Yerushalayim, v'chelku alanim in Yerushalayim. So he accomplished both by going to Yerushalayim and giving to Anim. He was able to mekayim both those in Ma'aser.
But no, I don't understand. Because you cannot give out Ma'aser Sheni Lanim, can you?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You're supposed to eat it yourself. Supposed to,
ideally, but if you give it to Anim, is that not a keem of Ma'aser Sheni? I don't know. Let's see. Nothing here. One more thing. Yes, so there are a number of questions that people deal with, but I don't see anyone taking issue with the part of giving tanim not being a keem in Ma'aser Sheni. I don't know enough. But there's a lot of discussion back here in this Tosfos. You could have made a Tanai and whatnot. Anyway, this is what Rabbi Akiva did when he picked the Esog on the first day of Shvat. Again, according to Beis Shammai, it was the new year and it was Ma'aser Ani. According to Beis Hillel, it was still the second year because the 15th hasn't reached yet. Therefore, it's Ma'aser Sheni still. So the Gemara says now, continuing in Amud Beis now, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Lo Minug Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nahag, but it wasn't because of Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That wasn't what Rabbi Kiva was doing. Ella Minug Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer Nagba. It wasn't a discussion of when was Shvat, when was the Rosh Hashanah of Ilanos. That we know. That we paskin like Beis Hillel Tesvav Shvat. What was the reason why he did both of them? It was because of a different machlokas about how do you categorize an esrog, ditznan. The mission tells us. This is a mission that's found in Bikurim. You might remember from the Gemara in Kedushin and Gemara in Sukkah. Esrog shavu le'ilan b'gimel drachim, Uli Yerek Buderch Echad. Tanakama holds that an esrog is like a fruit tree in three respects, but like a vegetable in one respect. Shovel Ilan Begimel Drachim La'arla, that for the first 2 years you can't eat it. And it's Luravai, the fourth year you have to bring to Yerushalayim. Uli Shviyas, all the dinim of Shviyas apply to esrog, like fruit. Uli Yerek Buderch Echad, but it is like a vegetable in one respect, in the meaning Shibishas Likitasa Isuro. And the moment that you pick the esrog, that's the year it becomes chayv ma'aser. As opposed to all other fruit go based on chanata, when it ripens, esrog is different, it goes based on when you collect it. So it's like a yerek. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer, omer esrog shavel ilan l'chol davar. Now, a fruit, an esrog is like any other fruit, with every respect. When it comes to what year to take ma'aser, it also goes based on chanata. So,
so one second, now when Rabbi Akiva took it on the first of Shvat.
So right now we're assuming the first of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah. He holds like Beis Shammai right now. I think the Gemara asks that.
Right.
It's a new Rosh Hashanah. So he picks it on the new year. Does it go based on Lakita, the next year, the third year, or does it go based on Chanata, it ripened before Alf Shvat, and it should go based on the previous year?
Right.
That was the Machloke, so therefore, he wasn't sure how to paskim, whether it was like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer, therefore he was knowing two Isurim. But it wasn't a doubt when Rosh Hashanah was. He knew Rosh Hashanah was Alf. It was a doubt of how do you categorize Esog, like a vegetable, or like a fruit with respect to Maaser. So now the Gemara analyzes each of these, the Bryce above. Gemara says, Mi avdinan kitre chumre. Could you really pass him like two chumras? Meaning, how could Rabbi, according to the first pshat of what Rabbi Kiva did, he did two isurim. He was machmir like Beis Shammai, and he's machmir like Beis Hillel. He did two isurim. How could you take two chumras upon yourself? So doesn't the Gemara tell us, Hatanya, the Gemara appears a few times in Shas. Hatanya, li'olam halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. So, and the, really, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. If a person wants, he could follow Beis Shammai, or he could follow Beis Hillel if he wants. So, Kedivrei Beis Hillel Osei. Fine, sorry. Mikula Beis Shammai, umikula Beis Hillel. If you pick and choose, I want to do kulas from both. Pick the kulas from Beis Hillel. Pick the kulas from Beis Shammai. That's called Rasha. He's a Rasha. The guy's looking for kulas. He's Kula shopping. If you want to do Michomri Beis Shammai or Michomri Beis Hillel, just pick the Chomers from everybody. That's also bad. Allah Vakasav Omer, the Pasuk refers to such a person, Vaksil Bechoshech Helech, is an idiot walking in the darkness. You don't look for Chomers. You do follow, you pick a Rebbe. She gave a shir a couple weeks ago about picking how to pick a rabbi, how to pick a Rebbe, asking different shilas to different Rabbanim how that exactly works. Could you pick and choose? So here the Gemara clearly says you can't just pick Chomers and you can't just pick Kulas. Ella. How should you act? Iki Beis Shammai b'kulein v'chomerim. If you choose to follow Beis Shammai, follow him across the board. Be consistent in all his kulas and in all his chomeres. Iki Beis Hillel. If you want to follow like Beis Hillel, b'kulein v'chomerim. You have to pask him the whole way through. So how was Rabbi Kiva able to be machmir for Beis Shammai and be machmir for Beis Hillel? That's the Gemara tells us is a ksil b'choshech halech. Gemara says no. Rabbi Kiva gamra. Rabbi Kiva heard. But istapik leiv lo yada I Beis Hillel be'echa b'shvat, I betesva b'shvat. Meaning Rabbi Kiva had the Masorah that there was such a machlokas about when Rosh Hashanah was. One opinion held it was the first of Shvat, one opinion held it was a tesva b'shvat. He wasn't sure what Beis Hillel held, what's Beis Shvat. He followed Beis Hillel, but he just wasn't sure Beis Hillel's opinion. So therefore he'd be machmir as to what Beis Hillel's opinion was. And that's why he was nohig to Isurin. Then the Gemara quotes the second opinion of the Braisa above, the mission above. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer lo minag Beis Shammai Beis Hillel nahagba. It wasn't a discussion of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Alf or Tesvav. That wasn't the suffix that Rabbi Kiva had. Ella, what was his suffix? Minag Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Elazar nagba be'echer b'shvat ki Beis Shammai. Nagba. It was really a debate. He wasn't sure whether esog was like a vegetable or was like a fruit in regards to Meiser. So the Gemara says. Nahagba. So that's the question, right? Did he hold like the first of Shvat, like Beis Shammai? We always follow like Beis Hillel, we know. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, same Rabbi Chananya, Hacha, Be'esog, Shechantu, Peirosav, kodem tesvav de idach shvat askinan. We're talking about a situation where the esog was actually ripened from before last year's Tu B'Shvat. And it's still in a tree. Remember from the Gemara in Sukkah that the esogim stay on the trees.
2 years.
Exactly, stay on for a number of years. So what happened? So the esog was on a tree from the previous year. Okay. Okay, and therefore what? Okay, so it came from the previous year. Uvedinhu afilu kodem lachen. Now, so what happened was, it was part of, let's say it was, right now he's currently in year 3, let's say. So this fruit ripened before the previous Tu B'Shvat, which was the second year. It ripened then. Chanata was before Tu B'Shvat of second year. Now he's at the end of the third year on Alf Shvat. And now it's not a question of Alf Shvat being Rosh Hashanah. It was clearly Tesvav. The fourth year hadn't yet come. It goes, so he picked it during the third year of Alf Shvat. And it goes, does it go based on Lakita? Or does it go based on Chanata of the previous year before Tu B'Shvat when it happened? Now, the fact that Alf Shvat was chosen, the Gemara is about to tell us, nothing to do with Beisham. It happens to be, that's when this happened. It was Shvat, it was nice, he picked an Esog. So that Gemara says again, this whole story event could have happened early in the year. Could have happened in Tishrei. Could have happened in Elul. Happens to be Ma'isa Shehaya Kachaya. That's the Ma'isa happened to take place in Alf Shvat. That sounds a little weak because the Gemara's never tell us when something happened. Just randomly, it happened to be on this date. Right. Usually, there's of significance. So it's a little strange, but okay, that's when it happened. And therefore, but again, the real Rosh Hashanah is like Beis Hillel Tu B'Shvat. Now, Ravina comes to explain this second half of the Brisa. Ravina Amar, Kroch V'Tane. Kroch time means kind of you have to fix the Brisa. Something's wrong in the Brisa. Let's rephrase the Brisa and say as follows. Lo Echa B'Shvat Haya, Ela Tesva B'Shvat Haya. It wasn't the first of Shvat. It was really on Tu B'Shvat that this took place with Rabbi Kiva. V'lo Minag B'Shvat. Remember above, Rabbi Yossi is coming to re-explain the event to Rabbi Kiva. So he, in our Brisa, we have only, it wasn't a machlokas about Beishai and Beisila, it was a machlokas about Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar.
Right.
Ravina says, no, there's two things he argued on. Number one, he argued on that the events did not take place on Al Shvat, the events took place on Tu B'Shvat. And number two, continues the Gemara, he says, lo minag Beishai Beisila Nagba, it wasn't a debate between Beishai and Beisila, rather, Ela minag Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar Nagba. That was the debate. So it took place on Tu B'Shvat, and he just wasn't sure, did it go based on Lakita, which is after Tu B'Shvat, or they go based on Chanata, which is before Tu B'Shvat. That was the whole discussion. Okay. Now, Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Hashad Amar Rabban Gamliel, Esog Achal Chitaso. So now that we've established, according to Rabban Gamliel above, that an Esog, with regards to Meiser, follows Lakita when you picked it up. It goes like a vegetable. Tiyerek. So then what turns out is, Rosh Hashanah Shelo Tishrei. It's Rosh Hashanah has to be Tishrei. What does that mean, Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei? So, in regards to my Yerek,
I guess because it's Yerek, it's not an Ilan.
And Yerek was based on Tishrei. That's right. What the first of the Mishnah said? Right, the Mishnah said that Be'echa b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim u'l'shmitin u'l'yovos u'l'natiyah u'l'yirakos. So that line that Ma'is Yerek goes based on the previous year. That so according to Esrog has to be Tishrei has to be the line, the end of year for Esrog for Ma'is Yerek at least. So if that's the case, asks the Gemara Meisive, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Likate Esrog erev Tu B'Shvat. You collect an esog before Tu B'Shvat, ad shlo tava shemesh, before the sun has set. The chazav liket misha tava shemesh, and then you collect it after the sun has set. Now Tu B'Shvat has begun. Ein tormen meisen mizeh al zeh. You can't take truman meisen from the previous before the sun setting and after the sun setting. The fee, because we know the klal. Shein tormen umaisen lo min achadash al yashin v'lo min al yashin al chadash. You can't take meisen of the new fruit to the old fruit and the old fruit to the new fruit. And so we'll just finish the Braisa, but we see from here that the Rosh Hashanah for Esrog is actually going to be Tu Bishvat, not Tishrei. But just continuing the Braisa, Ha'isa Shlishis Nichnasas L'Rvi, so let's say it's the third year going to the fourth year. Shlishis Ma'isa Rishon U'Ma'isa Ani. So the third year is Ma'isa Rishon and Ma'isa Ani, and then Rvi is Ma'isa Rishon, Ma'isa Sheni. And that fourth year, if it was collected after sunset, then it's actually going to be Ma'isa Rishon and Ma'isa Sheni. So we see from here, either way, though, the question being that Rosh Hashanah is actually going to be Tu Bishvat, not Tishrei. Mar says, no, don't ask the question here. Man Shmaslei, the Azil Basa Lakita, who is the opinion that thinks you follow Lakita? Regamliel, the Katani Shvat. So in this Brisa, so that's the Gemara just continues with the question. So Regamliel, who holds we always go based on Lakita, he holds. Let's see.
Right, because it's a tree.
It's a tree.
A tree would be a Tubish, but it's not a Yerek. Because Yerek goes according to... No, Lik.
Right, Lakita. Right, if it's Lakita, we had Machlok is Esok. Is Esok based on Lakita or Chanata? So if you say Lakita, we said before, which is like Rabban Gamliel, Lakita is like a vegetable, it should be Tishrei.
Right.
This Brice we just brought says Lakita, goes based on when you collected it, but it says you go based on Shvat.
Right.
So that's how we know it's, if you said based on Chanata, so then it's a different, then this Brice would make sense. Chanata could go based on Tu B'Shvat.
Right.
But once you're saying this Brice, no, it's going based on Lakita,
yeah.
Yet we're still saying the Rosh Hashanah is Shvat,
yes.
Not Tishrei, so that's the question. Right, again.
So this is a question? Or
okay. This product is still continuing the question. We see it goes based on this price of Balakita and still says Shvat. It doesn't say Tishrei.
Okay.
So answers the Gemara. Gemara says, Ela itmar hachitmer. If you want to explain it, say it as follows. Amaraba barafuna. Afalgav amaraba gamliel esog achalakita kierak. Despite the fact that esog goes based on lakita and it's like vegetables, rashana shalo shvat. Nonetheless, the Rosh Hashanah Shvat. It's this unique type of case where it's a Lakita, but Shvat served as the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. I know it's a little early, but we'll stop here. There's not too much to say on the outside of this. Words are quite confusing, but, you know, it's good.